Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? What's wrong with my camera? Oh, man, somebody messed it up when I was gone. What the heck happened? Well, we'll deal with that in a moment. Hello, off from the side. Somebody's going to get it. Anyway, I'm back. We got a lot to get into here today, and I believe we will be joined by Filthy Tom Lawler when we come back from the break, but I can't promise that, because apparently he's got a connection issue, but he's scheduled to be here today because Mike Sempervivi is not available, but we got a lot to talk about on our show, and we will not be doing a afternoon show here today, Tom and I, but Tom does have something special that he's planning, so he'll tell you about that as we get going here. But a lot to talk about from a busy weekend. There were a million shows. We had the Elimination Chamber on late Friday night, early Saturday, which was the final pay-per-view stop on the road to WrestleMania. It was exactly as you would expect. And we now have more matches for WrestleMania. We could talk about Bronson Reed and Raquel and Finn. What happened with them at the pay-per-view, as well as Sammy Guevara, who apparently looked like he got injured on the collision show, but in fact he did not. And, of course, we've got notes on New Japan, another former WWE wrestler alleged to have been propositioned by a company official in the 1980s. This was a story I did not expect to see today. And we've had Kevin Owens commenting on Vince McMahon. We got Rock coming back for multiple episodes of SmackDown, and as noted, a lot of show reviews. So, a lot to get into here today. Back in a moment with more as I fix this thing up, Observer Live.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Flying solo here at the moment as Mike Sempervivi is not available today. It is his birthday. At least he's doing a birthday celebration today. And Filthy Tom is desperately trying to connect to this program. And we'll see if he can make it on. But we do have a lot to talk about here today. Lots to talk about. So let's get going. Yeah, Tom still can't get on. I don't know what's going on. Seemed like he got on fine when I was gone. I think, I'll bet you anything, his internet cord is not hooked up. A little bit is what it is. The power went out while you... Oh, great. Well, Jared, can you tell... See, this is what happens when we're on the air. All right, hold on. It's going to be awesome for those of you that are anybody walking or listening. We're going to try something here. I'm going to send this to Tom. Watch us do this live. Send this to Tom. See if you can connect manually. Why did my power go out? What's going on, Jared? Why did my power go out? When my power goes out, everything goes wrong. That's what we've determined. So, anyway. Another former WWE wrestler is alleged he was propositioned by a company official in the 80s. Nick Kaniski, son of Observer Hall of Famer Gene Kaniski, wrestled with WWF from 1986 to 1987. He appeared on an episode of Paulik and Thurston recently, said he was forced to deal with unwanted advances from WWF employee Terry Garvin during that time. He said he would come up to me and hit on me. I won't say what he said, but you'll understand the meaning behind it. He said, "Hey, Nick, let me perform something on you. You can read a Playboy and you'll have it made for life. And you know, he is my boss. He controls my boss. This is my livelihood and I want to do. I kind of joked with him. I said, "You know, Terry, I'm not that way, but if I ever change, you'll be the first." We just kind of laughed it off, but he was always kind of coming up and joking. And one time he came to my hotel room late at night. I told him to leave, knocked at the door. So it put me in a very awkward position. He said he informed Vince McMahon of the situation. He said, "I remember where it was. It was in Milwaukee, Oregon. We wrestled in Portland. I called Vince. I said, "Hey, Vince, I don't know. I don't think this is right. Terry's hitting on me. I don't appreciate that. I would like it to stop." And Vince said, "Okay, I'll deal with it." And that was it. But nothing changed. He would still say, "Have you thought about your proposition?" He walks by in the dressing room. He recalled, Kaniski recalled, being taken off a Friday night show and therefore not being paid and approaching Vince McMahon about it. "Talk to Vince. I said, this isn't right, Vince. I complain, and now you guys are punishing me. I'll finish my bookings, but I'm not putting any guys over. Put me in the ring and we'll see what happens. Vince knows I could take care of myself." He said, "Nope." I said, "I'm done." I said, "I'll finish my matches." He says, "Nope, you're done now. Thank you very much." Greg Oliver, Slam Wrestling, noted in an article Monday, Kaniski confided in him about Garvin's unwanted advances in an interview from 2006. Garvin resigned from his position in 1992 along with ring announcer Mel Phillips and Pat Patterson in the wake of the Ring Boys scandal. Patterson returned shortly after a company investigation cleared him of wrongdoing, but Garvin and Phillips did not. In the December 7, 2020 edition of the Observer newsletter, Dave wrote, "The Ring Boy stuff had no connection with Patterson, as far as anybody could tell, only Garvin and Phillips, who never returned." So another person stepping forward with a story regarding unwanted advances in WWE, this time in the 80s with Terry Garvin. And then we had Kevin Owens interviewed in the Daily Mail, and he said, "Everything that has come out is awful, just terrible. There's really no words to describe how sad this makes me feel. If the people spoke out, went through what they went through, that's terrible. It's shameful. It can never happen again. That's what it comes down to." Becky Lynch referred to the allegations as hard to reconcile in the same article. She said, "I have been fortunate in my career. I have always felt supported by the company. These allegations are horrible, hard to reconcile as a talent and as a woman, but my experience in WWE has only ever been amazing. Yes, in the beginning, there were some restrictions on some things. We couldn't punch, grabbing hair. There was some weird stuff there, but I was able to push us forward, push the company forward. I'm very grateful for that. So this company right now, some of these things are very hard to reconcile." So Kevin Owens, Becky Lynch being added to Randy Orton and John Cena. I think we've talked a lot about John Cena's comments, but if you've not heard those, they're on the Howard Stern Show from a couple of days ago. And that is the latest as far as accusations this week. Seems like every week we've got more. And that's where we are at this point. We had a very busy weekend of shows. We had the Elimination Chamber show. We had the Collision show. I did not have a chance to watch Rampage. We had SmackDown, although SmackDown was pretty much a lame duck show. There's not really a lot to talk about there. But a few notes from the Chamber. Bronson Reed was not on the show. And everybody was asking, why is Bronson Reed not on the show? And on the internet, a lot of people were saying, well, you know, his wife is pregnant. That's why he's not doing the show. And fact of the matter is, his wife was not scheduled to give birth until after the show. And he not only could have done the show, but he was booked for a match on the show. Now, I cannot say this 100%, but the belief is that he was going to wrestle Seth Rollins on the show. And Seth Rollins ended up being injured. And once Seth Rollins could no longer work the show, Bronson Reed, as he noted on his, he did a message on, I think it was on X, and he said that he was in a major match on the show, but plans change. So I believe that was the match. And no, I do not believe that Bronson Reed was going to win the title. But I think that was a match. But one way or the other, once Seth got hurt, that match was off. And he ended up not having a spot on the show. But as fortune would have it, his wife gave birth early. And so he ended up being around for the birth. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I'm sure they're going to go back to Australia at some point. You know, get a shot to have a big match on the show. But I think that someday he's probably going to be pretty happy he was there for the birth of his first child. So he, congratulations to Bronson Reed. And that is, that's the story there. Raquel Rodriguez almost did not make the show. She has got a medical condition, mast cell activation syndrome, which essentially it causes her whole face to break out. She said, my face was as pink as my pink satin pillow. It gets all blown up like when you have severe allergies. And she had a flare-up. It's actually the one of the reasons she'd been gone for a while. And then she returned, and then she had another flare-up. And, you know, over the weekend, I guess it would have been prior to the weekend, but it was touch and go whether she was going to even be on the show. And she ended up being okay to do the show. And but that one was iffy. There was a lot of talk about, in fact, there had been names being bandied about as who was going to replace her. But she ended up being able to make the show. So that's the Raquel update. And then two other potential injuries. One was to Finn Balor on the show. He did something to his thumb. I don't know what it was. Apparently he was okay. And then the other one, which we talked about on Saturday with Dave, was Sammy Guevara. Sammy Guevara did a senton off a huge ladder, and he went through a table in a hardcore match, and it was against Will Hobbs. And it looked like Sammy came up and he was holding his hand, and it looked like his hand was bleeding. And so the assumption was maybe he cut his hand on the table, maybe he cut his hand on glass that was on the ground. Turns out what actually happened was he hit his funny bone on the table. And so his whole arm went numb, was killing him. And then if you watch the match, about 30 seconds later, he's back doing all his spots. So apparently that was what happened. And he is fine. So those are the injury updates. We'll try and get Tom on, talk about the Chamber and more after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Apparently the power went out. All this crap got all messed up, so it's just me for now. Kind of a little lonely, but what can you do? Show that picture of Tom, Jared. Yeah. It's sad. All right, well, I guess we got to talk about wrestling then, right? By the way, tonight, Raw. Unless something has been added that I'm unaware of, we have got New Day's Kofi Kingston and Xavier versus Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci, and Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I am still expecting it's going to be Sami Zayn versus Gunther at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title. That's my prediction. Well, we don't have that confirmed yet. And we do have SmackDown Friday. Rock's going to be doing a bunch of dates. He's going to be on the show this coming Friday, which also has Bayley and Dakota versus Asuka and Kairi Sane, and Carlito versus Santos Escobar. And we'll see what happens with that Bayley match, because I feel like they're building towards, you know, the big Mania moment. Whose side is Dakota on? And so, you know, if they actually do this match as they've advertised here, well, then we've got our answer, because it's either a horseman beatdown or, you know, Dakota beats up Asuka and Kairi in the match. Or something happens. Dakota is injured. Injured and unable to compete, and it is a handicap match. Did she really get injured, or did she leave Bayley high and dry? I think that's how you can stretch the thing out leading to Mania. But Rock has also got additional appearances. Besides this coming Friday, he will be on the March 8th SmackDown in Dallas and the March 15th SmackDown in Memphis. So, hey, we'll see if they can go on a streak. Last week, they did make history. SmackDown, for the first time ever in the history of professional wrestling, a pro wrestling show was the number one television show of the week. That's counting cable. That's counting network. Everything. Tom is so disgusted right now. I'm trying to offer to have him Skype in, but he's like... All right, let's Skype him in. Let's just help this poor bloke. Let's see if this works. Where's my filthy Tom Skype? Man, I haven't Skyped him in a long time. Let's see how this works, everybody. Here we go. Should I do the Skype, the happy Skype music? Damn, Skype's not even on. Well, it's possible something on cable beat it. Well, all of television. You ever try to do a radio show, everybody? I always have to hear, oh, it's so easy. It's so easy to do a podcast. Yeah, easy. Can't get nothing working. Well, I'll move on by myself, as I've done countless times. All right, Elimination Chamber. I thought, you know, I saw people online saying the show was, like, terrible. And, you know, after those Observer Awards came out, boy, did people start coming out of the woodwork with just the most ridiculous, bad faith arguments about everything. But here we are. Was this a great show? No. Was it a terrible show? No. Was it the exact same show everybody expected going in? Yes. Is that pretty much what we see with every AEW pay-per-view as well? Yes. Why are we making a big deal out of this? For the love of God. Yeah, I knew every finish, because that's the way it should have gone. What, you want Liv Morgan to randomly win the Elimination Chamber and just do a match nobody's expecting for Mania? No! Why did I bring up the AEW pay-per-view? Well, I'll tell you why. Because one of the main complaints I heard about this show... No, it is comparable. One of the main complaints I heard about this show was we knew every single finish, okay? You guys want to go back and listen to my predictions for about the last 5 AEW pay-per-views? Actually, go back to every last single one of them. With the exception of World's End, where I was, in fact, flabbergasted that Samoa Joe beat MJF for the title. I literally can tell you who's going to win every match on all these pay-per-views. That doesn't mean the pay-per-view's bad. The pay-per-views are great. A predictable pay-per-view is not bad. A predictable pay-per-view can be great. Now, if the predictable pay-per-view is boring, well, it's boring. But, you know, I thought there were some good things on this show. Now, the women's chamber. Becky, Naomi, Bianca, Liv, Raquel, and Tiffany. This was, to me, two matches. There was the first half where I was bored senseless, and it was very sloppy, and it was very slow, and Naomi in particular looked like she was wrestling underwater. And then the second half of the show, when they allowed Tiffany to do all sorts of crazy stuff, including the big senton off the pod, and then it came down to Liv and Becky and Bianca in a three-way. That ended up being very good. And Becky ended up winning, as everybody expected. They did a three-way finish where Bianca went for the KOD on Becky. Becky slipped behind. Liv rolled up Bianca, got the pin, turned around. Becky hit her with the manhandle slam, pinned her. It is now, as expected, Becky getting the title match at WrestleMania. And at the end of the day, I thought because of the last half of this match, I ended up being pretty good. First half, one good. So yeah, if you turned it off halfway through, you probably thought it sucked. But the second half was a good match. Then we had Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne against Finn Balor and Damian Priest for the tag team titles. This was a great match. Great tag team match. Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne are awesome. Finn Balor and Damian Priest, they were great. And all sorts of cool tag spots. Counters. They finally went for the Birmingham Hammer, which is one of their two finishes, but Priest kicked out of that. And then they went for their finish off the middle rope. Finn held Priest's foot to prevent it. Priest hit a South of Heaven, double South of Heaven on both of them. Finn came off the top, coup de grace, got the pin. Excellent match, this one right here. Now, I will say, if you want complaints about the show, because I do like to give the people what they want. They want me to bury WWE. Well, there were a couple of complaints. One of them is, you know what y'all should have done? I don't know why you didn't. Is just watch the matches. The show aired at 2 a.m. Pacific. Who was sitting there, sitting through this entire show and watching the 45 minutes of downtime? Like, just watch the matches. It's a lot easier to sit through if you just watch the matches. There was a lot of downtime, as always, on this show. Allegedly. I didn't watch it. I just watched the matches. And but that is usually a complaint in WWE pay-per-views. And also, I got to say this. What match did I watch lately? Oh, it was at WrestleMania, with the Kofi Mania WrestleMania, which was 5 years ago. Night and day from WWE today. The commentary was so ungodly terrible. The production was so absolutely vomit-inducing. It's so much better now, to the point where I actually put over how much better Michael Cole is to listen to now as compared to 5 years ago. Well, I got egg on my face because Michael Cole was horrible on this show, and I do not want to hear otherwise. he had so many stupid comments, like up and down the show. Like, I'm watching this match, and he starts to tell me that Tyler Bate is a boxer by trade. You know that term means by trade? That means that's your job. You're a boxer by trade. Okay. He's not a boxer by trade. He's a professional wrestler by trade. If at one point during his life he was a boxer, then you could say he was a boxer by trade, or he was once a boxer. But you know what he's not right now is a boxer by trade. And all through this show, up and down this show, I got it. You've been doing this a long time. Certain things have been hammered in your head. But he ain't there yelling at you anymore. Stop. I do not want to hear that Tyler Bate is a boxer by trade, as well as like 50 other ones I wrote about in my notes here that drove me out of my mind. But I will not bore you with any other details, unless there's one that is particularly infuriating. Grayson Waller experience with Cody and Seth. Essentially, what they did was set up Cody and Seth versus Roman Reigns and The Rock. They have not made it official, but they made it very clear that Cody wants The Rock. Seth told him, I hope you know it will not be one-on-one. I will be there for you. They had a graphic on the screen with all four guys, so pretty sure this tag team match is the one we're going to get at the first night of WrestleMania. Back with the rest of this show, Observer Live.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 877-471-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Yeah.
Hey, come on. Well, back here on the show. Hello, Tom.
What's up, everybody? Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
Pretty terrible, honestly. I'm like Biggie. You're ready to die.
Wow.
After well, the past 40 minutes. But hey, I'm sure the audio listeners don't want to listen to me lament about technological problems, some first world problems.
Yeah, because I've been lamenting about it for 45 minutes now.
Well, the show's only 40 minutes old, so that's incorrect. But let's get down to business. What are we talking here? What do you want to talk about?
Well, we've talked about the first two matches of Elimination Chamber. What do you think of the Women's Chamber and the tag match? Then we'll move on to the next segment.
I thought that the Women's Chamber was good. It just went on too long. Obviously, Tiffany Stratton was the star of that match to the Australian crowd. They were booing anytime that anyone would get any offense on her. So she came off about as well as you could have, despite the fact that that's not the role she is supposed to be in. She's clearly designed to be a heel, but she has a very, very impressive offense. And the crowd took a big time liking to her. And I mean, she's definitely going to be a star for them in the future. I really like the tag match. And on SmackDown, I thought that the tag match that the new Catch Republic, and I hate saying that name. What was wrong? New Catch Republic on no planet is better than British Strong Style.
Well, that's true.
The name they had previously was better than the one they currently
Plus,
have.
Plus, we already have a catch crew.
Exactly.
How many catchers do we need?
Exactly. But I thought that their match both here and on Friday night against JD McDonagh and Dom were both very good. And to the New Catch Republic's credit, Brian, they've switched up the delivery of that double Tyler driver, if you've noticed. And
yeah,
they now hold the guy up a little bit more. And then deliver it and plant them down. So good switch up there.
Yeah,
good change.
I still don't like the move. I don't think it looks impressive. But everything else does. It's like, if everything you do looks impressive, but then you have a non-impressive finish, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll give you an example, which is a little bit less. But that Sammy, you see the Sammy Guevara match with Hobbs?
Yes.
Dude, Hobbs gives this dude a sidewalk slam off the apron through two exploding tables onto the floor, okay? That's where the announcers go, follow us in picture. And then we come back and they're still wrestling. And then later, he stands on the middle rope and he just gives him a world's strongest slam through one table and he pins him. And I'm like, the other one looked 500 times better than what you actually did for a finish. So it should have been the other way around. He should have gave him that spine buster off the apron through two tables onto the floor, thrown him in the ring, and pinned him. That's what should have been the finish, because that was more impressive. And it was, felt like this finish that, anyway, Men's Elimination Chamber, Drew McIntyre, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, and Randy Orton. And Drew McIntyre won. He is going to WrestleMania. He will be facing Seth Rollins for the title. And the story is we set up some other matches for Mania, including Logan Paul and Randy Orton, a match I would have not expected to see in my lifetime.
No.
But, man, we're going to do it.
Where's Kevin Owens fit in? I would have thought, we both thought he was headed towards a showdown at WrestleMania with Logan Paul. And if you look throughout Logan Paul's career, they've been intertwined the whole time, he and Kevin Owens.
Well, you could do a three-way.
You could, but it appeared very strong in the direction of Logan Paul versus Randy Orton after that KO punch with the brass knuckles. I thought that match was very good.
I
needed the finish.
I thought this was the best match on the show. Also, we did have AJ Styles flying from America to Australia just so he could do a run-in and hit a bloke with a chair. That's what happened. So
yeah, in storyline, I love it. Yeah. What I mean, that's like what an angry man hater move.
He was. Is it 18 hours? How far is it from East Coast?
I mean,
to
you've
got to
get
Australia?
Probably 14 from Las Vegas. So yeah, from Atlanta.
Good lord, not, man!
Not a short flight.
Come on, you need to work on your anger. But yeah, I thought this was the best match on the show, and Drew got the win. Drew versus Seth. And then the question is that when we get that cash in? Is Damian Priest cashing in on Drew McIntyre? Guess we'll find out. And then Rhea Ripley and Nia Jax for the WWE Women's title. And, you know, I always get accused. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not. I always get accused of grading WWE on a curve. Okay, me. Well, I thought Nia Jax was atrocious in this match. And I got to wake up today and I got to hear, oh, well, you know, John and Way and Vinny and they all thought she did great. I'm like, are they grading on a curve? What match were they watching? Nia? I thought she was terrible in this match. Just sandbagging. Just standing there, not taking good bumps. Selling was horrible in this match. Yeah, she did all right when she was beating up Rhea because she had to beat her up. That's not hard. But, like, what's the other half of your job? Well, your other half is to make the babyface, who in this case was Rhea Ripley in Perth, Australia, look good, okay? In what way did she help Rhea look good in any spot at any moment during this match? She didn't. Rhea looked great because of Rhea. Everything that she did was great, but she got no help. No help whatsoever. And I hate to pull the card, but damn it, I've been in the ring, okay? I watched this match, and God help me, I would have been furious. I would have been furious. What did you think of this main event?
I didn't think it was an all-time bad performance like you seem to.
How about you guys watch the match again and watch Nia instead of Rhea?
It was fine. But, I mean, if you're looking for a big-time main event on a huge show with, what, 60,000 people in attendance in a market in which, you know, you should be trying to put on the best performance, the best show you can, then, you know, maybe this was not the main event for you. But having a triumphant babyface Rhea Ripley stand there tall at the end with her championship. That was the goal. That was the point.
Well, of course.
I do agree with you.
And I think this should have been the main event. I'm happy this was the main event. Rhea Ripley should have headlined the show, but she should have headlined the show with a better opponent.
I don't think that it was one of the worst matches I've ever seen. It was just a match.
I didn't say it was the worst match. I said it was the worst Nia performance in a big match. That's what I said. I thought she was terrible in the match.
How are these goalposts are moving in and out here?
No. I did not at any point did I say this was a bad match. I've got the report right here. I gave it 2.25 stars. I said Nia was terrible in the match. She was. Rhea did a great job. The match, it got over what it was supposed to get over, which was Rhea. The fans went nuts at the end. So what do you want? Wasn't a bad match. I mean, it wasn't a good match. But are you just going to argue this just because you love making me angry? You love just needling me and poking me? Is that what it is? All right. I'm sure I'll have to hear from Vinny tomorrow. Yeah, okay, whatever. But I thought that was what that was. What did you think of Collision? I hear you're going to do a special show, Tom. What's going on? Why don't you tell the listeners?
Well, I wish I could, but with all these technical difficulties, how can I promise anything?
Actually, yeah, you can't connect
right now. Not knowing if I could even connect.
Yeah.
So.
What do you want to do?
My plan, and I'd just like to say that I've had this idea for many moons, but old Vinny stole my idea since he started doing his solo show. But my plan, Brian, there was a lot of MMA action this past week. TFL versus Bellator. There was a UFC down in Mexico City. Ryzen Landmark 8, KSW in Poland, packing in 30,000 people to watch Thomas Adamek box against their champion MMA fighter, Mohamed Khalidov. They had a gi MMA fight on that show as well, Brian.
A gi MMA fight.
Yeah, there was. I think there was 10 fights, 10 different rule sets on this KSW show. So.
Hey.
Yeah.
Was there a dog fight?
There was no dog
fight.
Oh,
man. That ain't going to be topped this year.
It's not going to be topped in eternity.
It's very possible.
A three-on-one battle, unless they get me in there to see what I can do. Maybe four-on-one. Maybe you, Vinny, and Craig against me.
Jingo's so stupid, he doesn't know what I'm talking about with the dog fight. I'm going to talk about actual dogs. We reviewed it on the show last week. It was one man versus three, and it was incredible.
Yeah. Mike and I also reviewed it on this show because I love it so much.
Yes. But. Well, I thought that Collision, I thought the Powerhouse Hobbs-Sammy Guevara match was an excellent opener. I thought the main event, Brian Danielson-Jun Akiyama, was an excellent main event. And Eddie Kingston has my vote for best on commentary already for 2024 after that one. And I thought the rest of the show was just there. Just there.
Yeah, I thought Akiyama looked great.
He did.
In that match. And they, you know, obviously Brian Danielson has great regard for him. They gave him a ton. He was basically presented as Danielson's equal throughout the match. So I thought it was awesome.
So the story,
I got a question, though.
Yes.
What makes him a dragon? I think he used to wear a mask, but is that the extent of his dragonness?
I don't know, man. Why don't you ask him?
Like, I just went to,
why don't you wrestle him?
I just went to Hogwarts at Universal and saw some dragons, and there's nothing there that I would equate to Daniel Bryan's likeness. So I'm trying to figure this out. Mm. I'm on the hunt.
Well, what I know, what are you talking about, Akiyama? You're talking about Brian Danielson, the American Dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, he's just like, he's not the Final Dragon. He came after the Final Dragon, which doesn't even make sense. But he's a fire breathing, scaly,
he is
little
not.
Creep is what he is. You don't think that guy could blow fire? I just watched a fire show at a luau. Brian Danielson could blow fire. He'd need to practice, but he could do it. So afterwards, Brian laughs at Kingston. He offers Akiyama a handshake. Akiyama gives it to him. And then Brian turns and he flips off Eddie. And Akiyama is offended. And he slaps Brian across the face. And Brian says, hold on a second. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Put her there. And he shakes hands with Akiyama again and then kicks him in the ding-dong. And so Eddie hits the ring, tackles Brian. Claudio hits the ring. FTR hits the ring. And we've got Eddie and FTR versus BCC scheduled for Wednesday.
Tony made this match official while the brawl was happening.
Yeah, this Tony.
The graphic cover.
Hey, listen. There's a lot of things that happen in wrestling that I'm like, come on. But that ain't one of them. I could see Tony on the headset screaming and throwing papers. Huh? Hey, or whoever was doing commentary. Oh, Kevin, yeah. Kelly, it's up. Eddie and FTR versus BCC. Announce it now. I totally see that.
For the listeners that haven't been backstage at a
hold that thought
event.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What did you go, Dumbledore? What did you see?
Hogwarts.
You're a hogwart. You guys realize this guy did that entire segment with his headphones on, even though there was no sound coming out of them? That's why he couldn't hear the music.
It was soothing on my very cauliflowered ears.
You literally were wearing the headphones, but you didn't hear anything coming out of them, and you didn't take them off. I just want to make sure that's what actually happened.
I was trying to get into the... I was in the zone.
No, you weren't in the zone. You were the opposite of being in the zone. You were... I don't know what you were. Anyway.
As I was saying, anyways, for the listeners out there who Please. Don't have the benefit of being backstage at an AEW event, I mean, it's no joke. Tony's sitting there watching that whole show right behind the curtain, so...
Yeah, going nuts.
It doesn't surprise you.
He's doing CM Punk chants, you know? I wish I would have seen what he did when Max Caster forgot his rap. I just froze. And just went...
Oh, speaking of which...
None of the announcers said a word.
Some of those collision clips on YouTube, Brian, they cut out that ridiculous Famaster cell by the...
Well, they didn't need to put it on Twitter because it was on Twitter and 55,000 other places.
Well, they cut it out of YouTube.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you one thing. Nia did the sit-down splash on Rhea and just sat back on her belly with all of her weight. And so when Rhea kicked out, she was supposed to fly forward and hit the buckle, but she couldn't because she was terrible in this match. That bear did a way better job getting to his feet and flipping over the top rope than Nia did. I give him more credit than her. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up for today. What a show this was. Back later on tonight with Dave, tomorrow with Mike, and at some point, Tom is going to do a show. We don't know when. We don't know how. We're going to try and fix all this stuff. But that's it. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.